This is Ozarks at Large. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is awarding Arkansas over $8 million in coronavirus relief to assist low-income families with home energy bill costs. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich spoke with Arkansas Department of Energy and Environment Secretary Becky Keough about ways Arkansans can access the financial aid, as well as how ADEE is operating during the pandemic.
The $8.2 million was appropriated through the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. Nationwide, qualified homeowners struggling to pay home energy costs will receive over $900 million in supplemental low-income home energy assistance program funding. Becky Keough is Secretary of the Arkansas Department of Energy and Environment, ADEE for short.
We're thrilled to have been notified that we will receive some supplemental funding, as you mentioned, of 8.2 and slightly more than that, I guess $8,209,119 was allocated to Arkansas to supplement existing federal funds that will support our initiatives for what we call our low-income home energy assistance program, which is typically called LIHEAP. We are working up a program on disbursement of that funding through our existing programs with some modification, and that plan is expected to be fully developed and approved soon.
In Arkansas, the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, federally funded through the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Community Services, provides financial assistance to around 60,000 households every year to offset costs of heating, cooling, and cooking.
However, we've taken some initiative at a state level with federal funding to specifically make sure those funds that are typically distributed through what we call our winter and summer programs are helping and supporting those that are directly impacted by COVID, as well as those that had needs prior to COVID.
Keough says the Home Energy Assistance Program in Arkansas was administered by the Arkansas Department of Human Services, but is now run by the Arkansas Energy Office under ADEE.
We have quickly deployed the programs, transferred those programs, and we're continuing to do that. I think we received, we allocate a certain amount, just slightly shy of $10 million during the winter months, and a little bit more, maybe $16 million during the summer months for those in need. But this additional $8 million you mentioned will supplement that.
Typically, Keough says, the Winter Heating Bill Assistance Program closes in May, which has been extended due to the pandemic.
We've extended that into May with these changes. We've removed, of course, a shutoff notice submission, since many utilities are working with in families and not exercising a shutoff notice anymore. So we're allowing them to just submit their notifications that they have bills due, and we're verifying that with the utility. And the benefit amount has been raised now per family from $500 to $1,000 to help offset those either current bills or bills that might have accrued while incurring this unemployment or perhaps their low-income status. We've also increased that they can apply a second time. So those that applied perhaps in January or February, for instance, can now come back during the month of May and into June and make that application.
Applicants must first prove residency, Keough says.
The income must be what they call 60% of state median income, which for one person, if you're below $20,352, you qualify. For two or three, it goes up based on the number of people in the household. So that would increase for a household of average of four, your income must be below $39,132. And if you're a family of six, of course, your income must be below $51,660. So it's a sliding scale based on the size of the household it's serving.
Arkansans seeking assistance can find information on the Arkansas Department of Energy and Environment website or call the LIHEAP program manager listed at 501-682-0977.
This is a locally administered program. So there are 14 agencies that are community action agencies established specifically for giving funding assistance to low-income individuals across our state. So they serve all 75 counties. So those that are familiar with working with their community action agency, that's who they would go to or contact.
Now, if it doesn't sound familiar, the Arkansas Department of Energy and Environment was created last year under the Arkansas Transformation and Efficiencies Act of 2019. ADEE absorbed the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, now a division, which Keough formerly led. Like all state agencies, the Arkansas Department of Energy and Environment has been impacted by the pandemic, she says.
We've been working hard. We have about over 95% of our staff remote working. They are delivering the programs efficiently, and in some cases, we were tracking that with metrics that, you know, we've been able to deliver the necessary permits. We're tracking inspections. We're working with local communities where they have needs. When we have an emergency, such as the tornadoes, we were responding to those. We responded to some events over the holiday weekend, where there was some oil spill. So we've had a number of things that challenge us to be creative and innovative and protect the public, but we are out there doing the work we need to do. But there are challenges. We will be evaluating those things that we've been unable to do that we feel like either created too great a risk to our employee or to the public. And those things that we'll be looking at, and those are generally not emergency things, but those things that we do routinely, we'll go back and look at other strategies. In fact, we're serving on some national, we're having national conversations about how to do that for the long term. So we're hoping that everyone feels that they have access to us. And we continue to have an app where people can submit complaints, and so that we can follow up if people do have a local issue that we might not be aware of otherwise.
Also in response to the pandemic, the Arkansas Pollution Control and Ecology Commission, which now operates under ADEE, is meeting remotely. Meetings are broadcast on Arkansas PBS, as well as the ADEE YouTube channel. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.